Welcome. You are listening to a recording provided for the use of the blind and print impaired. Materials or items read on AIRS LA are the copyright property of the original authors and publishers. No unauthorized use or duplication is permitted.
Today's articles are from the March 2026 edition.
Say cheesecake, freshly baked, or right from the icebox. These dreamy desserts are a gorgeous slice of spring. Recipes by Tricia Manzanero Studeman. No-bake strawberry cheesecake. Active 20 minutes. Total 20 minutes plus 4 hours of chilling. Serves 10. 1 1/2 cups packed finely crushed shortbread cookie crumbs from about 32 cookies, such as Lorna Doone. 1/2 cup unsalted butter melted, 3 tablespoons granulated sugar, 1/2 cup frozen strawberries in sugar from 1 15.5-ounce package, thawed and drained, 3 8-ounce packages cream cheese softened, 1 14-ounce can sweetened condensed milk, 1 0.8-ounce package freeze-dried strawberries, finely crushed, about 5 tablespoons. 1 teaspoon vanilla extract, 1/4 teaspoon grated lemon zest, plus 2 teaspoons fresh juice from 1 lemon, 1/3 cup heavy whipping cream, fresh strawberries, and edible flowers. Step 1. Coat a 9-inch springform pan with cooking spray. Stir together cookie crumbs, butter, and sugar in a medium bowl until well combined. Press the cookie mixture into the bottom of the prepared pan and freeze uncovered while preparing the filling. Step 2. Process thawed strawberries in a blender until smooth, about 30 seconds, then set aside. Beat the cream cheese with a stand mixer fitted with a paddle attachment on medium speed until smooth, about 2 minutes. Add strawberry puree, condensed milk, freeze-dried strawberries, vanilla, and lemon zest and juice. Beat on medium speed until well combined, about 1 minute. Step 3. Beat the cream in a large bowl with an electric mixer until stiff peaks form, about 1 minute. Fold whipped cream into cream cheese mixture just until combined. Spread over the prepared crust. Cover and chill until set, at least 4 hours or up to 3 days. Step 4. Loosen the edges of the cheesecake from the pan using a knife. Remove the sides of the springform pan. Transfer the cheesecake to a plate. Garnish with fresh strawberries and edible flowers. No-bake key lime cheesecake. Active 30 minutes. Total 30 minutes plus 4 hours of chilling. Serves 10. 2 cups finely ground graham cracker crumbs from 14 to 16 graham cracker sheets. 10 tablespoons of butter melted. 1/4 cup packed light brown sugar. 1/4 teaspoon ground cinnamon. 3 8-ounce packages cream cheese softened. 1/2 cup sweetened condensed milk from 1 14-ounce can. 1/3 cup key lime juice from 1 16-ounce bottle. 2 tablespoons grated lime zest from 3 limes, 1/2 teaspoon vanilla extract, 1/2 cup plus 2 tablespoons powdered sugar, divided, leaf green food coloring, optional, 1 1/2 cups heavy whipping cream, divided, lime or key lime slices. Step 1. Coat a 9-inch springform pan with cooking spray. Stir together graham cracker crumbs, butter, brown sugar, and cinnamon in a large bowl until well combined. Press the graham cracker mixture into the bottom and about 1 inch up the sides of a prepared pan. Freeze uncovered while preparing the filling. Step 2. Beat cream cheese with a stand mixer fitted with a paddle attachment on medium speed until smooth and creamy, about 2 minutes. Add the condensed milk, key lime juice, lime zest, vanilla, 1/2 cup powdered sugar, and green food coloring if desired. Beat on medium-low speed until just combined, about 15 seconds. Step 3. Beat 3/4 cup cream in a large bowl with an electric mixer until stiff peaks form, about 1 minute. Fold whipped cream into cream cheese mixture until just combined. Spread the mixture over the crust. Chill covered until set, at least 4 hours or up to 24 hours. Step 4. Beat 3/4 cup cream and 2 tablespoons powdered sugar in a large bowl with an electric mixer until stiff peaks form, about 1 minute. Spoon into a piping bag fitted with an open star tip. Step 5. Loosen the edges of the cheesecake from the pan using a knife. Remove the sides of the springform pan, transfer cheesecake to a plate, and pipe whipped cream around the edges as desired, then garnish with lime slices. Dreamy Lemon Cheesecake. Active 40 minutes. Total 5 hours plus 8 hours of chilling. Serves 12. Cheesecake. Baking spray. 2 1/2 cups crushed lemon cream filled sandwich cookies from about 25 cookies, such as lemon Oreo. 2 1/2 tablespoons butter melted. 5 8-ounce packages cream cheese softened. 1 1/2 cups granulated sugar. 2 tablespoons all-purpose flour. 4 large eggs at room temperature. 2 large egg yolks at room temperature. 2 tablespoons heavy whipping cream at room temperature. 1 tablespoon grated lemon zest plus 5 tablespoons fresh juice from 2 lemons. And boiling water for the water bath. The topping. 4 ounces cream cheese softened. 1/4 cup powdered sugar. 1 1/4 cups heavy whipping cream. 1/3 cup lemon curd. Recipe follows. Step 1. Prepare the cheesecake. Preheat the oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit. Lightly coat a 9-inch springform pan with baking spray. Wrap the outside in a double layer of heavy-duty foil. Stir together crust cookies and melted butter in a bowl. Press into the bottom of the prepared pan and bake until lightly browned, 7 to 10 minutes. Let the crust cool in a wire rack until ready to use. Reduce the oven temperature to 325 degrees Fahrenheit. Step 2. Beat cream cheese with a stand mixer fitted with a paddle attachment on medium speed until creamy, about 5 minutes. Gradually add granulated sugar and flour, beating until smooth. Add the eggs one at a time, beating until just combined after each addition. Add the egg yolks one at a time, beating until just combined after each addition. Stir in the cream and the lemon zest and the juice. Step 3. Pour the batter into the prepared crust. Place the springform pan in a roasting pan. Carefully pour boiling water into the roasting pan, filling halfway up the sides of the springform pan. Bake at 325 degrees Fahrenheit until the center is almost set, but still wobbly. about 1 hour 10 minutes to 1 hour 20 minutes. Turn off the oven and let the cheesecake stand in the oven with the door partially opened for 1 hour. Step 4. Remove the cheesecake from the roasting pan and place on a wire rack. Remove and discard the foil. Let it cool completely about 2 hours. Loosely cover with plastic wrap and chill at least 8 hours or up to 24 hours. Step 5. Prepare the topping. Beat the cream cheese and powdered sugar with a stand mixer fitted with a whisk attachment on low speed until smooth, about 2 minutes. Gradually add the cream, beating on medium-low speed until it starts to thicken, about 2 minutes. Increase the speed to medium and beat until medium stiff peaks form, 15 to 30 seconds. Step 6. Gently run a knife around the outer edges of the chilled cheesecake. Remove the sides of the pan and transfer the cheesecake to a plate and top with whipped cream mixture. Spoon and swirl lemon curd into the whipped cream mixture as desired. The lemon curd. Heat 1 cup granulated sugar, 1/4 cup butter, 1 1/2 teaspoon lemon zest, 1/2 cup fresh lemon juice from about 3 lemons, 2 large eggs, and 1 large egg yolk in a heavy 4-quart saucepan over medium, stirring constantly until the butter is melted. Reduce the heat to medium-low and cook, whisking constantly until the mixture coats the back of a spoon, 10 to 14 minutes. Pour through a fine mesh strainer into a medium bowl. Place a sheet of plastic wrap directly on top of the warm curd and chill until firm, about 4 hours. Refrigerate in an airtight container up to 2 weeks. Hummingbird cheesecake. Active 35 minutes. Total 4 hours 10 minutes plus 8 hours of chilling. Serves 12. Baking spray. 2 cups packed finely ground pecan shortbread cookie crumbs from about 18 cookies, such as Keebler Sandy's pecan shortbread. 4 tablespoons unsalted butter melted. 1 cup plus 2 tablespoons granulated sugar divided. 1 1/4 teaspoon ground cinnamon divided. 4 8-ounce packages cream cheese softened. 1 3.4-ounce package banana cream instant pudding and pie filling. 3/4 cup sour cream at room temperature. 3 tablespoons all-purpose flour. 1 tablespoon vanilla extract. 1/2 teaspoon coconut extract. 4 large eggs at room temperature. 1 8-ounce can crushed pineapple, undrained. Boiling water for the water bath. Chopped toasted pecans, toasted unsweetened coconut flakes, and dried pineapple rings. Step 1. Preheat the oven to 325 degrees Fahrenheit. Wrap the outside of a 9-inch springform pan in a double layer of heavy-duty aluminum foil. Coat the inside of the pan with baking spray. Step 2. Stir together cookie crumbs, butter, 2 tablespoons sugar, and 1/2 teaspoon cinnamon in a medium bowl until well combined. Press into the bottom of the prepared pan. Bake until the edges are lightly golden, 20 to 25 minutes. Let cool on a wire rack, 30 minutes. Step 3. Beat the cream cheese with a stand mixer fitted with a paddle attachment on medium speed until smooth, about 2 minutes. Add the pudding mix, sour cream, flour, vanilla, coconut extract, 1 cup sugar, and 3/4 teaspoon of the cinnamon, and beat on low speed until just combined, about 1 minute. Add the eggs one at a time, beating until just combined after each addition, about 1 minute. Stir in the crushed pineapple with the juice combined. Step 4. Spread the batter over the prepared crust. Place springform pan in a large roasting pan. Carefully pour boiling water into roasting pan, filling halfway up the sides of the springform pan. Bake until the top appears dry and the edges are set, about 1 hour 20 minutes to 1 hour 25 minutes. Turn off the oven and prop the door open. Let the cheesecake cool in the oven for 1 hour. Step 5. Remove the cheesecake from the oven and remove and discard the foil. Gently run a knife around the outer edges of the cheesecake to loosen it from the pan. Let cool at room temperature 1 hour. Chill, uncovered, until completely cooled and set, at least 8 hours or up to 24 hours. Step 6. Remove the sides of the springform pan. Transfer the cheesecake to a plate and garnish with pecans, coconut flakes, and dried pineapple rings. Water Bath 101. Here's the secret to creamy, crack-free cheesecakes every time. Step 1. Tightly wrap the outside of the springform pan in a double layer of aluminum foil before making and baking the crust. This creates a waterproof barrier. Step 2. Spread the cheesecake batter over the crust. For extra protection, put the foil-wrapped pan in a large oven roasting bag and fold down the sides. Transfer to a large roasting pan. Step 3. Pour boiling water into the roasting pan so it comes halfway up the sides of the springform pan to create a moist baking environment and reduce the chance of cracking.
We have come to the end of our program. I'm Joyce Davis, and I will be back soon.